Back to another county.
We brought up that whole lot, paying taxes in Stokes, quartered in Forsyth, quartered in Rockingham, quartered in Surrey, quartered here, paying taxes in Surrey. That was a whole lot.
Cause they got, they're supposed to have two deeds of trust, and I gonna find one of them, I bet the other probably recorded over in Rockingham again.
Are you taxed cheaper here?
First time I run across Stokes, and I've run across a lot of Forsyth and Stokes.
Yeah, if you need to get rid of me, just.
I'm gonna let you go 10 more minutes, and I'm gonna take a lunch break.
Take a lunch break, okay. Then we come back later? Okay. You said you had chickens, did you have other kinds of geese or turkeys or anything like that?
We didn't have anything like that.
What'd you call the chickens when they were sitting on the eggs? Well, I guess you didn't let too many hatch, though.
No, we didn't let them sit on the mat.
Yeah.
My dad, he always bought his biddies, what'd you call biddies, or witties?
Those were the little baby ones?
Yeah, he bought his, they would come from a hatchery, they'd come from Mount Airy, I think, to replenish his stock. And he never hatched anyhow. It was, you know, it was a lot of trouble for him. He'd have to buy an incubator, or let the hen sit down and lay on it for how many days, I don't know. Which we'd call it hen sitting.
Sitting hen?
Sitting hen.
Takes a long time, I think. About 3 weeks.
Probably.
Someone was telling me about.
You little ones are there.
I'm learning all kinds of things. What would they say that the sound was that horse was, like at feeding time or something? And not the sound, but what would you call it?
That the horse made?
Yeah. Did it make kind of a snorting?
Yeah.
Noise?
The animal's got its own sound, I guess, booing and there.
Yeah.
Just hollering, really. It's really not a horse and a mule didn't have any sound that they would say, well, the pig grunt.
Yeah, yeah.
You just say the horse is hollering, man.
Yeah. What about, like a calf, you took it away from its mother, would cry.
Oh, yeah.
Sound.
Yeah.
What would you?
My father done a whole lot of that. He would take the calf away from the cow. It would just sit there and just beller.
Beller?
Yeah. For a week, till it got made itself a horse, it couldn't do it. And then the cow would stay around close by and holler for it and stuff. After about a week, they would start forgetting about each other. And it'd go on. But, you know, like I said, my dad always castrated his little bulls too. He'd make speeches out of them.
I feel sorry for him if they were crying like that all the time. Didn't you?
Well, I guess after a while you just got used to it and you pay attention to it.
Yeah.
After the first two or three, you know, say, what are you doing that for? But after you grew up and you got used to it, you know, you didn't pay much attention to it.
Yeah.
Just a way of life.
And what about the cows? What would you say the noise was that they made? Yeah, was that a real loud noise?
Yeah.
Did they ever make different noises?
Well, basically all the same.
Okay. Let's see, all these things together, kind of. What about different terms for weather that people would say around here? Like, if it was a cloudy day and then the sun started.